James, chapter 1. From James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To Jewish Christians scattered everywhere. Greetings. 2. Dear brothers, is your life full of difficulties and temptations? Then be happy. 3. For when the way is rough, your patience has a chance to grow. 4. So let it grow. And don't try to squirm out of your problems, for when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you will be ready for anything, strong in character, full and complete. 5. If you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him, and He will gladly tell you, for He is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom to all who ask Him. He will not resent it. 6. But when you ask Him, be sure that you really expect Him to tell you. For a doubtful mind will be as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. 7, 8, and every decision you then make will be uncertain, as you turn first this way and then that. So if you don't ask with faith, don't expect the Lord to give you any solid answers. 9, a Christian who doesn't amount to much in this world should be glad, for he is great in the Lord's sight. 10, 11, but a rich man should be glad that his riches mean nothing to the Lord, for he will soon be gone, like a flower that has lost its beauty and fades away, withered, killed by the scorching summer sun. So it is with rich men. They will soon die and leave behind all their busy activities. 12. Happy is the man who doesn't give in and do wrong when he is tempted, for afterwards he will get as his reward the crown of life that God has promised those who love him. 13. And remember, when someone wants to do wrong, it is never God who is tempting him, for God never wants to do wrong and never tempts anyone else to do it. 14. But temptation is the pull of man's own evil thoughts and wishes. 16. So don't be misled, dear brothers. 15. Then the evil thoughts lead to evil actions and afterwards to the death penalty from God. 17. But whatever is good and perfect comes to us from God, the Creator of all light, and He shines forever without change or shadow. 18. And it was a happy day for Him when He gave us our new lives, through the truth of His word, and we became, as it were, the first children in His new family. 19. Dear brothers, don't ever forget that it is best to listen much, speak little, and not become angry. 20. For anger doesn't make us good, as God demands that we must be. 21. So get rid of all that is wrong in your life, both inside and outside, and humbly be glad for the wonderful message we have received, for it is able to save our souls as it grows in our hearts. 22. And remember, it is a message to obey, not just to listen to. So don't fool yourselves. 23. For if a person just listens and doesn't obey, he is like a man looking at his face in a mirror. 24. As soon as he walks away, he can't see himself anymore or remember what he looks like. 25. But if he keeps looking steadily into God's law for free men, he will not only remember it, but do what it says, and God will greatly bless that man in everything he does. 26. If anyone says he is a Christian but doesn't control his sharp tongue, he is just fooling himself and his religion isn't worth much. 27. The Christian who is pure and without fault, from God the Father's point of view, is the one who takes care of orphans and widows, and whose soul remains true to the Lord, not soiled and dirtied by its contacts with the world. Chapter 2. Dear brothers, how can you claim that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, if you show favoritism to rich people and look down on poor people? 2. If a man comes into your church dressed in expensive clothes and with valuable gold rings on his fingers, and at the same moment another man comes in who is poor and dressed in threadbare clothes. 3. And you make a lot of fuss over the rich man and give him the best seat in the house and say to the poor man, you can stand over there if you like, or else sit on the floor well. 4. This kind of action casts a question mark across your faith. Are you really a Christian at all? And shows that you are guided by evil motives. 5. Listen to me, dear brothers, God has chosen poor people to be rich in faith, and the kingdom of heaven is theirs, for that is the gift God has promised to those who love Him. 6. And yet, of the two strangers, you have despised the poor man. Don't you realize that it is usually the rich men who pick on you and drag you into court? 7. And all too often they are the ones who laugh at Jesus Christ, whose noble name you bear. 8. Yes, indeed, It is good when you truly obey our Lord's command, you must love and help your neighbors just as much as you love and take care of yourself. 9. But you are breaking this law of our Lord's when you favor the rich and fawn over them. It is sin. 10. And the person who keeps every law of God, but makes one little slip, is just as guilty as the person who has broken every law there is. 11. For the God who said you must not marry a woman who already has a husband, also said you must not murder. So even though you have not broken the marriage laws by committing adultery, but have murdered someone, you have entirely broken God's laws and stand utterly guilty before Him. 12. You will be judged on whether or not you are doing what Christ wants you to. So watch what you do and what you think. 13. For there will be no mercy to those who have shown no mercy. But if you have been merciful, then God's mercy towards you will win out over His judgment against you. 14. Dear brothers, what's the use of saying that you have faith and are Christians if you aren't proving it by helping others? Will that kind of faith save anyone? 15. If you have a friend who is in need of food and clothing. 16. And you say to him, well, goodbye and God bless you, stay warm and eat hearty, and then don't give him clothes or food, what good does that do? 17. So you see, it isn't enough just to have faith. You must also do good to prove that you have faith. Faith without good deeds is dead and useless. 18. But someone may say, asterisk, you think the way to God is by faith alone, plus nothing? Well, I say that good deeds are important too, for without good deeds you cannot show me whether you have faith or not, but anyone can see that I believe by the way I act. 19. You think, believing, is enough, do you? Believing in one God? Well, remember that the devils believe this too, and believe it so strongly that they tremble in terror. 20. Dear foolish man, when will you ever learn that believing is useless without doing what God wants you to? Faith that does not result in good deeds is not real faith. 21. Don't you remember that even Father Abraham was declared good because of what he did, when he was willing to obey God, even if it meant offering his son Isaac to die on the altar? 22. You see, he was trusting God so much that he was willing to do whatever God told him to. His faith was made complete by what he did, by his actions, his good deeds. 23. And so it happened just as the scriptures say, that Abraham trusted God, and the Lord declared him good in God's sight, and he was even called the friend of God. 24. So you see, a man is saved by what he does, as well as by what he believes. 25. Rahab, the wicked woman, is another example of this. She was saved because of what she did when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. 26. Just as the body is dead when there is no spirit in it, so faith is dead if it is not the kind that results in good deeds. Chapter 3. Dear brothers, don't be too eager to tell others their faults, for we all make many mistakes, and when we teachers, who should know better, do wrong, our punishment will be greater than it would be for others. 2. If anyone can control his tongue, it proves that he has perfect control over himself in every other way. 3. We can make a large horse turn around and go wherever we want by means of a small bit in his mouth. 4. And a tiny rudder makes a huge ship turn wherever the pilot wants it to go, even though the wind is strong. 5. So also the tongue is a small thing, but what terrible results it can cause. A great forest can be set on fire by one tiny spark. 6. And the tongue is a flame of fire. It is full of wickedness and poisons every part of the body. And the tongue is set on fire by hell itself, and can turn our whole lives into a blazing flame of destruction and disaster. 7. Men have trained, or can train, every kind of animal or bird that lives and every kind of snake and fish. 8. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is always ready to pour out its deadly poison. 9. Sometimes it praises our Heavenly Father, and sometimes it breaks out into curses against men who are made like God. 10. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. Dear brothers, surely this is not right. 11. Does a spring of water bubble out first with fresh water and then with bitter water? 12. Can you pick olives from a fig tree, or figs from a grapevine? No, and you can't draw fresh water from a salty pool. 13. If you are wise, Live a life of steady goodness, so that only good deeds will pour forth. And if you don't brag about them, then you will be truly wise. 14. And by all means don't brag about being wise and good if you are bitter and jealous and selfish, that is the worst sort of lie. 15. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, inspired by the devil, and come from hell itself. 16. For wherever there is jealousy or selfish ambition, there will be disorder and every other kind of evil. 17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure and full of quiet gentleness. Then it is peace-loving and courteous. It allows discussion and is willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and good deeds. It is wholehearted and straightforward and sincere. 18. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of goodness. Chapter 4. What is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Isn't it because there is a whole army of evil desires within you? 2. You want what you don't have, so you kill to get it. You long for what others have, and can't afford it, so you start a fight to take it away from them. And yet the reason you don't have what you want is because you don't ask God for it. 3. And when you do ask, you don't get it because your whole aim is wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. 4. You are like an unfaithful wife who loves her husband's enemies. Don't you realize that making friends with God's enemies, the evil pleasures of this world, makes God your enemy? I say it again, that if your aim is to enjoy the evil pleasure of the unsaved world, you cannot also be a friend of God. 5. Or what do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the Holy Spirit, whom God has placed within us, watches over us with tender jealousy? 6. But he gives us strength to stand against all such evil longings. As the scriptures say, God gives strength to the humble but sets himself against the proud and haughty. 7. So give yourselves humbly to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. 8. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. Wash your hands, O sinners, and fill your hearts with God alone to make them pure and true to him. 9. Let there be tears for the wrong things you have done. Let there be sorrow and sincere grief. Let there be sadness instead of laughter and gloom instead of joy. 10. Then when you feel your worthlessness before the Lord, he will lift you up, encourage and help you. 11. Don't criticize and speak evil about each other, dear brothers. If you do, you will be fighting against God's law of loving one another, declaring it is wrong. But your job is to obey the law, not to decide whether it is right or wrong. 12. And he alone, who made the law, can rightly judge among us. He alone decides to save us or destroy. So what right do you have to judge or criticize others? 13. Look, hero, you people who say, today or tomorrow we are going to such and such a town, stay there a year, and open up a profitable business. 14. How do you know what is going to happen tomorrow? For the length of your lives is as uncertain as the morning fog. Now you see it, soon it is gone. 15. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we shall live and do this or that. 16. Otherwise you will be bragging about your own plans, and such self-confidence never pleases God. 17. Remember too that knowing what is right to do and then not doing it is sin. Chapter 5. Look here, you rich men, now is the time to cry and groan with violent grief in view of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. 2. For your wealth is rotting away, and your fine clothes are becoming moth-eaten rags. 3. The value of your gold and silver is dropping fast, yet it will stand as evidence against you, and eat your flesh like ire. That is what you have stored up for yourselves in that coming day of judgment. 4. For listen. Hear the cries of the field workers whom you have cheated of their pay. Their cries have reached the cars of the Lord of hosts. 5. You have spent your years here on earth having fun, satisfying your every whim, and now your fat hearts are ready for the slaughter. 6. You have condemned and killed good men who had no power to defend themselves against you. 7. But on the other hand, you, dear brothers, be patient until the Lord returns. Be like a patient farmer who expects to wait until the autumn for his precious harvest to ripen. 8. Yes, be patient. And take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. 9. Don't grumble about each other, Brothers, are you yourselves above criticism? For see, the great judge is coming. He is almost here, let him do whatever criticizing must be done. 10. For examples of patience in suffering, look at the Lord's prophets. 11. We know how happy they are now because they stayed true to him then, even though they suffered greatly for it. Job is an example of a man who continued to trust the Lord in sorrow, and from his experiences we can see how the Lord's plan finally ended in good, and that the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy. 12. But most of all, dear brothers, do not swear sither by heaven or earth or anything else, just say a simple yes or no, so that you will not sin and receive God's curse. 13. Is anyone among you suffering? He should keep on praying about it, and those who have reason to be thankful should continually be singing praises to the Lord. 14. Is anyone sick? He should call for the elders of the church and they should pray over him and pour a little oil upon him, calling on the Lord to heal him. 15. And their prayer, if offered in faith, will heal him, for the Lord will make him well, and if his sickness was caused by some sin, the Lord will forgive him. 16. Admit your faults to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power and wonderful results. 17. Elijah was as perfectly human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for the next 3.5 years. 18. Then he prayed again, this time that it would rain, and down it poured, and the grass turned green, and the gardens began to grow again. 19. Dear brothers, if anyone has slipped away from God and no longer trusts the Lord, and someone helps him understand the truth again. 20. That person who brings him back to God will save a wandering soul from death and bring about the forgiveness of his many sins.